Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, it's brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at Aero Precision USA. And here we go. Back we go to, first of all, there's no coronavirus lockdowns there. We go down once again to the surface of Planet Rick, and they're waiting for us. Is, well, the governor of Planet Rick, and that is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm good, I guess. I'm just eagerly anticipating what's about to happen in the next 2 weeks.
I'm eagerly anticipating what's going to be said in the debate tonight, man. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. We'll see how it goes. I mean, right now with the garbage media that we have, Biden's already won that one. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it should be very interesting, man. It'll give me an opportunity to kick back and have a cup of coffee. I might even throw some popcorn in the microwave, man. I'm anticipating a very interesting experience, especially with the new rules they put down, man. But, you know, right now, I'm having a very interesting lull in my itinerary, man. It's been a very busy, hectic time for me personally. I've kicked it up a notch in terms of my activities here in the state of Michigan, the great Wolverine state.
Right.
I'm not sure if you knew, man, but I was appointed to the advisory board of Gun Owners for Trump some time ago, and I had the honor and the privilege of attending a lot of various different events that have been going on here in Michigan. I mean, I've been from Alpena. I've been from Brighton to Lansing to, man, I went to go see Grand Rapids when I went to go see Mike Pence when he came here. I also had a chance to see the president himself when he showed up, man. He was in Muskegon, of all places. So I've been all over the lower peninsula of Michigan, right? The lower peninsula. I literally have been all over this region, various different events, man. And, you know, I've had a lot of fun, you know, a lot of fun. I met a lot of people, shook a lot of hands, talked to a lot of folks, man. And, you know, there's never been a dull moment. And I don't know if you've ever had an opportunity to see the president speak live, man, but he's very, very entertaining, and he knows how to work a crowd. And I was actually, believe it or not, when he was here just recently, within the last week, man, I was actually in the front row, man. If you take a magnifying glass and look at a picture of him on stage at the microphone, you can see me in the background, man.
Okay. Well, it doesn't surprise me they finally got around to appointing you to something, because you are also a very effective advocate. I have long said that when people were out there looking for somebody to do the outreach to Black America or Black American gun owners. Your name, Ken's name. And for some reason, though, nobody ever paid me no attention. So I'm glad I didn't say anything this time. That probably was holding you back when I was out there. Probably messing up the dynamic, you know. I should have just shut up and just let things happen. But as it is, I'm very pleased.
Very interesting thing that's happened to me, too, man. Within a three-day period, within the last week, I was called by a few journalists from outside of the country who were visiting, you know, southeastern Michigan, man, and they wanted my take on, you know, the election and the campaign and everything that's going on, and particularly about gun rights, man. And I actually had an opportunity to take one of these out-of-country journalists to the gun range, man. And,
well, how did that go? Tell me about that.
It went well, man. I thought it went well. As a matter of fact, the journalist that I'm talking about, she's from, what country was she from? She was from Denmark. No, she wasn't from Denmark. She was from Argentina. I'm not going to give her a full name. Paula. Paula from Argentina. Had a ball with Paula.
And she got to go. She got to go to the gun range with Rick.
She got to go to the gun range with me, man. And, you know, I've been in gun rights advocacy for a while now, so it's not my first rodeo.
Right.
And dealing with people from the media. So you know how it goes. First you get, you know, the fluff questions, you know, the questions that I guess that are, you know, allegedly, you know, their attempt to establish rapport and get a baseline going before they attempt to hit you over the head with a bludgeon out of the blue, you know. And I'm talking to her, and she's asking me about, you know, the what's that group that popped up nowadays that people are talking about, the gun guys? She was asking me about those guys. And I was like, look, I don't have any information on those guys.
Are you talking about the militia guys that they said was trying to kidnap Whitmer or what?
Well, she brought that up, too. That was another point that she brought up. And she was doing her best to get some information from me to portray the guys in the militia as being, well, to make the point that anyone that's in the militia is obviously a public menace and a public enemy, you know. And I, you know, repeatedly shut that argument down. I mean, I know a ton of people who are in militias here in the state of Michigan, man, and by and large, they're all positive folks who just engage in a militia, and they involve in organizing and training, and advocates, fervent supporters and advocates of the Second Amendment, man. But, you know, it's like those, man, it's like once you get on that track, man, and you just are just trying to just get some information out of someone, and it's not what you want to hear. You know, one thing I found from journalists, man, they'll keep asking you the same question over and over again and think that you'll get tired of giving them the same answer and maybe give them. You're in the media. Is that a reporter trick, you know, where you keep asking the same question, you're just using different words, and maybe you'll get a different answer?
I have never been in an adversarial a hostile interview unless I was the interviewee. So,
okay.
I don't, you know, if I ask you a question, you give me an answer, even if it's not the answer I'm looking for, I'm moving on.
Right. So I wasn't really expecting that from, you know, journalists outside of the, you know, the country coming in to visit, you know, but, like I said, man, it wasn't my first rodeo. I've done this so many times that if you're attempting to catch me off guard, I've already prepared and prepped for the interview far more than I needed to, but just to make sure I covered all bases. But it was fun. And you know what? I even got a chance to take the anti-gunner into the booth and coax her into picking up one of those evil guns and pulling the trigger.
Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the break. We're going to pick that up at getting in the booth with the evil gun. We are currently strolling around on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Rick Hector on Planet Rick, and when we left off, he had just gotten into a shooting booth with a scary gun and a out of so should we say just out of town or from a foreign
Argentina
news,
man.
Correspondent.
Argentina of all places, you know, and it wasn't the first foreign representative from the media I talked to, man. As a matter of fact, 2 days before that, I talked to another journalist, man, who came in from Denmark, of all places, right? And he and I didn't go to the gun range, but when the conversation we had, when he first reached out to me, I told him that on that very day, I was going to be at the President Trump rally in, what city is that? Muskegon. And he camped out, you know, by the gates, man, and waited until I came by. And we had an impromptu interview, you know, right there, right before you go into the turnstiles and get in line to go in, man. So that was a very interesting spell. And, man, like I'm telling you, it's just been a whirlwind, man. Got to meet the president's son, Eric Trump. I met him 3 times over the last week and a half, man. You know, first night was the night when I was invited to his visit where he visited Novi, Michigan. And guess who was asked to deliver the Pledge of Allegiance, man?
Was it you?
It was me, man. Yeah. You know how many times I've recited the Pledge of Allegiance in my life?
Now, I have no idea on that one. I mean, you can't expect me to know that one.
I don't even know if they teach the Pledge of Allegiance in schools these days, right? But back when I was in school, we did it every day for a number of years, whether it was elementary through junior high to high school. And, you know, so that was fun, man. But I did devote some time to it last night because I was going to be in front of the microphone. And if anybody was going to flub the Pledge of Allegiance on that day, it was not going to be me. I also got on the campaign trail, man, and actually met Eric Trump face-to-face in Lansing and in Brighton.
Right.
You know, on Tuesday, man. So that was cool. That was great. Guy in the media, I was at a Black Voices for Trump meeting in Detroit, of all places. Leo Terrell, he's a guy that's on the national stage with regards to in the media on Fox a lot. And Maj Sheree came into town, man, and had an opportunity to have dinner with him one night, and then we went to the gun range and actually did some training, and he started pulling out some ARs, man. So I got some AR work in, man. I hadn't shot an AR in a while, man. He had brought 3 different models, man. I guess he's got his own AR that he has, you know, designed, so. If you haven't heard about that, you're hearing about it here first. So,
well, no offense with Maj, but if you're hanging out with TV stars and the president's son,
right?
You already knew Maj Ture.
Yeah, already, man. But you know what? It's cool that when people come into town, man, they say, "Oh yeah, Detroit. That's where that gun rights dude is. Let me look him up." So, you know, I appreciate it, man. But, that was, you know, the bulk of what I've been doing, like, the last couple of weeks, man. It's just been very political and getting very active, put a lot of miles on the odometer. But it was worth it, man, and I feel energized and I'm ready for us to go through this home stretch because really if you're, you know, a gun rights advocate, there really isn't a choice, essentially, you know. There really isn't. You know, you're either for gun rights or you're for, you know, sweeping gun control and legislation, which is the segue into what I wanted to talk about today, man. Today, I wanted to focus on what we're all going to be watching tonight. Presumably, you know, your listening audience is a body of people who are interested in guns. And, you know, gun rights is always a pet topic of mine. I predict that in this debate tonight that there will not be any questions from the moderators on gun rights. There really won't be.
No, no. You know why?
I believe I know why, but I want to hear your why. Why do you believe we're not going to hear about guns on the debate tonight?
If you look at around right now, nationally speaking, like Mark Kelly in Arizona, he's not talking about banning guns. Even Every Town for Gun Safety, when they're touting these candidates in various offices, they're not bringing up how anti-gun they are. They're talking about how good they would be for the economy or something else. And it has shown up to be that Every Town for Gun Safety sort of communicates with all of the candidates that talk to them via news releases. So when they put out a news release, like if somebody wants to know a question, they'll put out a news release, and they're monitoring all these Democrats that are running for things. I'm getting tired of calling them Democrats, but you know that's the way they identify. And
just call them socialists. That's what they are in practical purpose.
Yeah, Marxists, whichever one you want to call it. And so they know that right now, you know, what is it? Is but depending on who you listen to, it's been between 6 and 10 million new gun owners this year. There's already been more background checks this year than there was last year. And there's almost been 30 million background checks this year.
I know, man. And gun control is not a very popular subject right now.
Oh, no.
At least during these presidential debates, man.
Oh, no.
Only do you have the already 90 to 100 million current gun owners in the country. You know, you have this whole legion of new gun owners who probably, you know, weren't Republican or conservative, you know, because, you know, Republicans and conservatives already own guns, right? So these new gun owners, I'm guessing, are some other section of the population. And they need to hear about guns, man. They just laid out a bunch of money on a firearm. And they probably overpaid due to the environment that we're in.
Hang on for me.
How scarce ammo is.
Hang on for me. I'm talking too much. We'll be right back. We're talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both campaigning in the battleground state of Florida on Thursday. They're about an hour apart from each other. The former vice president saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding his rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events, and he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division in addition. Division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. Weekly jobless claims fell to the lowest level since March last week. The Labor Department reporting 751,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits. The biggest jumps in claims were in Massachusetts, Kansas, and Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News. As mentioned earlier, President Trump is campaigning in Florida, the president predicting the greatest red wave in the history of this country.
And 5 days from now, we are going to win Florida. We are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
The president continues.
We locked down. We understood the disease. And now we're open for business, and that's what it is.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector, currently on Planet Rick. I wanted to ask you a question. Can I presume you don't own an AR-15?
Man, look. Let's just say I'm very familiar with that platform.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so that means yes, you do.
You know, everything is subject to interpretation, man. But yeah, I own at least one. Just one. I have just one. Allegedly.
What's wrong with just one? Have you got 5 people living there, and you need to get 4 more? I mean, what? One is fine.
One is fine, man. At least one, man. But, I'm very familiar and comfortable with the platform, man. And I had a chance to shoot a couple of others. I mean, once you've shot one AR, I mean, they're all the same. Well, these AR manufacturers would tell you no, they're not. But, you know, the basic mechanics and operation, they're pretty much the same, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You hold them the same, you charge them the same, and you shoot them the same, man. And you know what? They're a load of fun. Had a ball. I'm glad Maj brought out some of his toys and brought them to the range, man. And had a blast, pun intended.
I just wondered. If anybody, one of the things I've been saying is that if you're only going to have one gun in a self-defense situation, I think it should be an AR.
Oh, man, you know, it's up to interpretation, man. The AR is so multifaceted, man. It can be used in a variety of different scenarios and different situations, you know. You know what? I probably would lean towards, you know, having an AR-style firearm, man. But, you know, for practical day-to-day carry, it just would not be practical, you know.
Well, no. They're hard to conceal those.
Yeah, they're hard to be unassuming and conspicuous, you know, where you're trying to just look like everybody else. It's kind of hard to do that with an AR strap over your shoulder. But I have one, and it's a proud asset, man, and will fight like the dickens to keep it. But you know, this whole debate thing, man, you know, and I'm just looking at some of the theatrics that we're going to have to watch and endure. You know, we're going to have muted mics, right? I mean, yep. How is that going to play out, man? I predict there's going to be some funny business with the microphone tonight.
Well, you know, the other day Trump sat down for an interview with Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes. And he walked out in the middle of it.
Okay.
And in the last debate, the one debate that we've had so far, he got out there and said, "I guess I'm debating you too." When Chris Wallace was the debate moderator, which is probably true. And this debate moderator they've got, I mean, she's a Democrat. She's hostile to Trump. They're going to do whatever they can to keep him from asking things. You know what he's done, though? He's invited Hunter Biden's business partner to the debate. He's going to be there. The one that's out there blowing the whistles and everything. He's going to be in the crowd.
Oh, my. So, you know, gun rights is going to be absent from the agenda today.
Right.
You know, of course, we're going to hear, you know, much of what we've already heard about, you know, COVID-19 and climate change and, you know, national recovery. You know, and I guess the other topics that I'm looking at is I'm looking at the agenda of what they said they were going to talk about. Leadership, American families, and race in America. So this is what they're going to talk about, all at the expense of the Second Amendment, which apparently isn't important and apparently which hasn't been talked about when these Democrats get on the campaign trail and they start espousing, you know, gun control. You would think it's among the most important issues of the day when they make their travels all across the country. But when it's time for a debate, it's not going to come up. It's not something they want to talk about because there could not be a more clearer distinction between the two candidates. And when you look at the estimated 6 to 10 million new gun owners this year, you understand why. And I just really wonder what more can be done to educate these new gun owners that they couldn't have a more clearer choice when they walk into their voting booth and cast their ballot in just a number of days. We're talking, what, 12, 13 days now?
Yeah, I'm hoping that they, you know, the ones, especially in the gun control states, you know, where they were told, you know, it's harder to buy a book than it is to buy a gun. And then when they got in there and said, well, when I buy a book, I don't have to wait for 10 days to pick it up.
Right.
So I'm hoping they've already learned something from that. But, I mean, the other thing that I'm hoping that they're looking at is all this violence that's going on. Have you noticed how much the coverage of the violence has gone down after Don Lemon and and Chris Cuomo got up and said, you guys got to quit being so violent. This is trending bad for Biden.
You know what, man? It's just political theater, man. It's just hilarious. It's funny. But, you know, these troublemakers, they take their marching orders, and when they're told to act up and commit all sorts of tomfoolery in usually these Democrat-led cities across the country, you know, these locally elected politicians are telling their police departments to stand down and let them riot, destroy the cities, and attack, you know, defenseless citizens. I mean, it's objectionable, right? It's among the sickest things I've had to witness, man, in this current time. But, you know, when we look at the prospects of the future, you know, Biden's promising to make Beto O'Rourke in charge of gun control. You know, sure. The guy who had the famous quote, "Hell yes, we're going to take your guns." You know, there was a time when they would, you know, lie to us as best they could that they had no interest in taking our guns whatsoever.
That's right.
What I'm really surprised at these days, man, they're so brazen about it now. They talk about it like it's a politically acceptable place upstairs.
The other thing that amazes me is the way they talk about these things. They act like we don't have a say in that. That part just, and some of these Republicans get out there, and some of the writers that I see, they're out there saying, as soon as they get in power and do this, it's going to be over for the United States. Really?
Man, look. You know.
I tell you what, before we go to break this time, tell everybody how they find you.
They can find me all over the internet. I have over 2,200 videos on YouTube. Rick Ector, RICKECTOR. I am Detroit CCW on Instagram, Twitter, and of course YouTube.
You may find him in a coffee shop with one of Donald Trump's sons too. Who can tell? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick. And you're going to watch. See, I don't watch TV. I cannot. The thing about these debates, you know, I'll watch the debate. I mean, I'm at least average intelligence. I can discern and I'll watch the debate, and Joe Biden will obviously have one of those moments where he doesn't remember what he's running for or something, and then they're going to come back, and the talking heads are going to say, Joe Biden did a masterful job on the debate.
Well, you know, that's why I have to watch it for myself. One, I want to watch it in real time. And then after I watch it in real time, I'll let it marinate, and then I'll watch it the following morning, and then I'll crystallize my thoughts on it, and then I'll watch all the talking heads in the media on television, you know, give their spin. You know, a lot of times with the things that the talking heads on the left, they, you know, they spend a lot of time focusing on, it's not the same exact part of the debate that elicited the greatest interest from me. You know, they cherry pick what they want to talk about. They cherry pick, you know, what they feel is most relevant to their candidate. You know, the last debate, the one between the vice presidential candidates, Pence and Kamala Harris, man, is that they, all I saw was jokes and memes with involving flies, right? But yeah, in terms of any substance, no, she had her head handed to her on the debate stage, man. But, you know, you can't trust on the traditional media to give you a spin-free take on what you just witnessed for yourself. And I do realize that there's a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, don't make the investment to actually watch the debate for themselves. You know, I get it. There's a lot going on. That's an hour and a half. God knows with our busy lives, we could be doing a whole host of other things. But I'm telling you, it is that important. Why?
It is. It is important. But this is the thing, and this is what I try to tell myself all the time. When I divorced television, right? The reason I divorced television was I was tired of the way everything was getting politicized.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is that there is no escape for the average person out there today. You can't watch sports without it being politicized. You can't watch a film without it being politicized. You can't watch TV without it being politicized. And it's all in one direction. And I, you know, when I served in the military, I had this ideal in my head that I would go and I would protect the nation. I would do my thing to protect the nation. And I would protect all points of view. Not only the ones that I agreed with, but the ones I disagreed with as well. Because the ones you disagree with are the most important ones to get out there. Now, when you look at some of the things that you see coming out now, and they all started as all of these attitudes coming out politicized on TV, for example. Most of these people, given half a chance, would be just as happy to see us dead. You know,
right.
and at that particular point, when that happens, when we get to that point, to me, I'm just sitting around here going, okay, I no longer care about defending anybody else's point of view, and I'm going to not spend my time watching their little indoctrination stuff that they do on TV, because if you look at the way they've tried to do things, and this is the thing I don't understand about the left. The left is out there saying that we have systemic racism. But except for the presidency and the Senate, they control everything else. Don't they? I mean, they control academia, they control the entertainment, they control the new, they control the media, they control you name it. So they're indoctrinating you when you're in college, and then when you get out, then you can go and you buy a 65-inch TV and then sit there and watch some more indoctrination in big 4K.
Man, and they indoctrinate our children the entire time they're in school
all day. That's right.
You know, and poisoning their minds and turning them against America if they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and a whole host of other things, man. It's a well-coordinated, dare I use the word, conspiracy, man, but... you know, it's a battle, man, and the choices really couldn't be more stark. It's a choice between socialism and evil versus constitutional republic, which was given to us, man.
Right.
The choice between the Second Amendment and tyranny, man. It doesn't get more clear for me on what the choice is on the ballot.
Right.
And a lot of people like to bring up their own personal pet peeves, but for me, it is crystal clear, man. And when I look at some of the things that are going on here locally, just tangentially speaking, you know, we have our Secretary of State here, Jocelyn Benson. You know, now she's creating law out of thin air that people can't open carry their guns, you know, on election day. Like, where does she get that autonomy to do that? Where does she get to do that? Like, they just do whatever they want to do, man, and just assume that no one's going to challenge them and push back on it. But
that's right.
Luckily for us, we have a lot of people, you know, like some gun groups and rights organizations who are pushing back and have filed lawsuits. Hopefully we'll get some traction on that before the actual day of the election. But, man, it's a perpetual battle. And, you know, I never knew when my eyes were first opened politically, when I first got into the gun rights fight battle, you know, in this arena that we engage in every day. I never knew that this movement of theirs is so pervasive and nonstop, man. But here's the thing. They won't quit, and neither shall we, man. Every single day.
But, I mean, if you want to look at what's going on, I mean, the COVID thing was a big, like, especially in Michigan. Michigan, Whitmer just made a big power grab, right?
And she got slapped back by the Michigan Supreme Court. Surprising.
But if you look at the way things are going in some of these places where they still are having issues, in New York, right now, a number came out today. Did you know The New York Police Department reports a 92% increase in shootings in New York City this year. 92. They've nearly doubled.
And yeah, 92 is not close from 100, man.
No, it isn't. And this is all Democratic slash socialist slash Marxist policy in play. The people that should have guns can't. The people that do have guns, they're defunding them. And the people that don't have guns, they're just sitting ducks. So anyway, before we run out of time, please, sir, if you would, take a very slow spin at it, and let me hear how people can find you.
I'm going to make a quick announcement, man. Blexit.
Go ahead.
You might have heard of it. It stands for Black Exit Michigan. They are having an event this upcoming Sunday, 4 o'clock. Yours truly will be the speaker of the day, Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. DetroitCCW.com will be talking about guns and gun rights. It's going to be over at the Top Gun Shooting Sports Range in Taylor. Again, that is this upcoming Sunday, 4 p.m. Be there or be square. Bill, it's always a pleasure and an honor to bring Planet Rick to Lock and Load Radio, my friend. And I look forward to seeing you next Thursday.
Well,
rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Sort of like being a mailman, isn't it?
Man, anyway. I think a couple of days I saw my mailman took a day off.
Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
All right, man. We'll do it again next week.
Roger that. Coming up next, hour number 3 and the 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.